Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez, Patty Vasquez.
From global conflicts to greenhouse gases, the folks refusing to wear masks says, and politicians getting caught grabbing asses says, she's driving it home with Patty Vasquez.
It is Patty Vasquez here in Springfield. I'm broadcasting from the gallery of the House Representatives, and joining me is Representative Stephanie Kifewit, who is giggling during that theme song.
It makes me happy.
Isn't it? It's a happy
song.
It's
a happy song.
I have to tell you, it's by my very good friend Steve Goody. He's a comedian and musician, and I hope we get to meet him someday.
Ah.
And it has been 6 years since I started coming down to Springfield in 2015. So maybe it's five and a half, whatever it is. And I have learned so much from you about the process, about what it takes to get things moved. Because people listening, right, we have these passions. We want to know what's going on with abortion, what's going on with climate change, what's going on with, you know, with ethics. And it's a long process, and there's a lot of negotiation that has to go on. So you have all been called in for a special session. So let's start there with what a special session is in the state of Illinois.
So special session is at the end of session, which is May 31st, and then we get called back. So we got called back last week for special session because we had to readjust the maps, which everybody knew they'd have to be adjusted because we passed them on the ACS data, and then we got the census data. And so special session was called for the maps. So not to correct you, but to correct you, we're right now in regular session.
Are you really?
Because we are considering legislation under a regular banner, per se. So we have to accept the governor's small mandatory veto of the ethics bill, because the Senate accepted it, and we have 15 days from the House to accept it from the Senate. And then now we're going to also work on energy legislation.
Okay, so there was, can you tell us in a, because I haven't followed as much on the ethics. I know that when you were in regular session, it was passed in the middle of the night. So a lot of people were like, of course they did. And there was a lot of, you know, brouhaha over that. Mm-hmm. What in particular has held up? Because there was the independent investigator. There's a lot of that went on over the last few years under the dome of the state capitol, mm-hmm. when it came to the Me Too moment, when it comes to a lot of things that went down with Madigan, which you, by the way, for the listeners who maybe aren't familiar with Representative Stephanie Kifewit, she was the first legislator to ever step up and challenge Speaker Madigan and started the ball rolling to make sure that we had new leadership in the state of Illinois. He had been there for decades.
Yep, I'm the only one that challenged the speaker.
The only one.
After he did not have the votes, other people stepped up to want to be speaker, but to me, I personally challenged him. I think our ethics bill is a step in the right direction. There's a lot of work that still needs to be done. Mm-hmm. The governor found a small error in the bill, and he did a small amendatory veto, and then we're going to accept the amendatory veto because ethics, even if it's a small step in the right direction, it's a step in the right direction.
Right.
And this is encompassing, but there's still more to be done.
Well, and people, like I mentioned, they want to know why more can't be done all at once, and there's very little. Can you think of anything that has been done all at once? Like the big changes that people really crave, you know, whether it's, you know, property tax decreases or better funding for education, health care access, things like that. It takes a lot of negotiation because you have people from all over the state with different constituents, with different values. And
right.
It's not even chess. What would you say? How would you compare it?
Well, I think it's not chess. It's working with people and understanding people, but let's just go to the anything in life. You don't build a house like right away. You have to take steps, and you have to have a process, and you have to have a blueprint, and you have to get an architect, and you have to make sure you have all the supplies and everything in place. So when you're looking at ethics, you take one step at a time, because there's always that unintended consequence that you might have to go back, you might have to fix. So laws are sometimes ever-changing and needs to be adjusted. So just like you don't eat a pizza in one bite, you need to take nibbles and bites, and
right.
And it's all a big process, and that's why when people are mad, do it right now. Well,
yep.
There's a process, and like I had a text about the trailer fees for motorcycles, and we lowered them this year,
mm-hmm.
And the text was like, well, it took you 2 years to fix that. Well, it does, because it takes a process, and we had to evaluate, and we had to work on things.
Right.
So it's just like any other relationship or marriage. marriage or, you know, work establishment, you have projects and you have a timeline and you have a blueprint and you have to work within those confines.
And the process that we're in right now, so we are now having, there's someone, that, so people rise. So tell me a little bit about this process because I've watched it for years and I'm not entirely sure. So you have a certain amount of time that you can speak to a bill. Is that what's happening right now?
Yes. So when there are a lot of people that are on the bill, so that we are not here for a week on the same bill, we do have a timer that is put on, and most people get like 3 to 5 minutes, 2 to 3 to 5 minutes on the timer. If somebody is speaking very passionately, other members can yield their time and give them more time. And so right now in debate, we have certain rules of debate. You have to acknowledge that you want to speak. You get recognized to speak. You then speak your time and get time. And so it's, you know, like you and I are having a discussion right now. This is how we have a discussion about our work is on
right.
the debate on the House floor.
Well, and this is what I've seen over the years is because there is a majority of Democrats, the Republicans often, you know, get up. There's a lot of bluster from the other side of the aisle in situations like this. And we're talking about ethics. So I got to believe there's going to be some fireworks. And there are people who have roles to play. They kind of on the floor, like Representative Batnick, who I spoke to earlier, who's been on WCPT. He's a numbers wonk. He, you know, wants to get down to the nitty gritty of stuff. And but I'll see him like on the floor, like be a totally different guy. There's a little bit of like almost like wrestling going on when people have the role of the face and the villain and all those elements to it.
I think people have to represent their district as well as represent themselves because we're a representative district. And I think, like you said, Representative Batnick on the House floor will be representing his district and expressing concerns and issues that he hears from residents in his district,
right.
just like many others do. I choose not to participate in debate unless I have something meaningful to say. Not that other people don't have things that are meaningful, but issues that are personal to me or that I can add value. I think a lot of people are very very well-versed on the debate. And I follow the debate and I follow the discussion when engaging in lawmaking. This is our office. This is where we work.
Right.
And lawmaking, you know, like they say, is just like sausage. It's long. It's onerous. I mean, the energy bill that we're passing today, a huge, comprehensive climate change energy bill. Illinois is going to be the leader in that. Took over 2.5 years because there are so many moving parts to the subject of energy that I think a lot of people don't understand. It's almost like when my husband was stationed at the Pentagon, you see what's above ground, but he's like, there are so many levels below ground that you don't even see,
right.
that you don't even know is there. Same with the energy discussion. We see above ground, but there are so many intricacies with regards to energy and renewables and power grid and supply and on and on and on that it takes a long time to get all those moving parts to align.
And that's the big, I think, attention today is being focused on the energy bill. There were a lot of different, the Coalition for Energy Jobs and a lot of unions were involved. I know that the folks, this is a CEJA for a lot of people who've been, you're seeing these signs, Clean Energy Jobs. CEJA is right, Clean Energy Jobs
Act.
Act.
Yeah.
Right, so that's the bill.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things as far as the unions, they wanted to make sure that some of the, I know the sticking points were about the coal plants, about how, you know, those are a lot of jobs in certain parts of the state that have been there for decades. And this was something to draw down. I believe there were certain deadlines, like by 20. And have those moved, those deadlines? Do you know?
They've been adjusted because what again, and this is the different layers. So you see jobs. But what we see is that municipalities paid into these plants. And they're responsible for the bonds that built some of these plants. And so then...
are you supposed to vote? Is that what
if they...
Do you want to make sure? There's a bell.
If they... I got you. I've been doing this a long time. I got it. Calm down.
I got nervous for you. Sorry.
So if something were to happen with that timeline of these plants, then municipalities would be facing tens of millions of dollars of default.
Right.
And that is just... that is just a big concern as well that a lot of people aren't talking about because these municipalities bought into these coal plants. So we did fix that. We did adjust the dates so that it does align with the bond issues and that it does not impact these municipalities that invested in these power plants.
You mentioned before that Representative Batnick hears from his constituents and there are things that he'll be more passionate about. What kinds of things do your constituents reach out to you about the most? Are you hearing from them about the ethics bill? Are you hearing from them about the clean energy bill?
I think right now with kids going back to school, they're really concerned about school safety.
Sure.
And in my neck of the woods, they're very supportive of masking and making sure the kids are really safe and those kind of issues, along with property taxes and
sure.
some of the other issues that impact families' everyday lives. So if I talk to them, ethics does come up, and ethics is very important. But people are trying to take care of their families. And right now with school just starting, that's really a top priority for them right now. But ethics and energy and just functionality of government, which is why I ran against Speaker Magan. Now we have new leadership that is, for the first time in 20 years, we had bond rating upgrades. We've had a true balanced budget. I mean, we're fiscally stable because we needed new leadership. And that's just going to get better, I think.
I agree. So, one of the reasons I started coming down to, the primary reason were those cuts that happened in 2015 under Governor Rauner. But the other reason was to connect people with their legislators, to let them know how accessible they are. That's one of my biggest passions is, first of all, for folks to find out, search whatever search engine you want to use, whether it's openstates.org or go to the State of Illinois Board of Elections to find out who your local electeds are. Yesterday, we had Terry Cosgrove on who mentioned that Personal PAC will also help you connect with your legislators. What would you like folks to know about what it means to receive an email or phone call from them or for them to come into your office? What the impact is for you when you are in this room?
Well, I think that people should call and should email directly. I know those groups are really good, but when you hit that button to say, contact my legislator, what that's doing is that's generating a form letter that you may or may not know what it says.
Right.
It's very important, I think, to legislators to hear people's heart and what they want to say. And so go to those groups and you can find their name or find my name. But then I would say, ILGA.gov has yep. our email and has our phone number. So go to ILGA.gov and just send an email of your heart and what you're feeling. And, I think ethics reform is really important. And I think being a leader in the environmental and carbon reduction and addressing climate change is so important to Illinois. Balancing our budget, getting our bonds in the right direction. We're doing things in the right direction. And for all the people that want to talk negative about Illinois, here we are. We're positive and things are going in the right direction. So, people should really be, and we're paying our bills in less than 30 days. In fact, I was talking to the comptroller a week and a half ago, and she said the oldest bill she had was like 5 days old.
So that's amazing.
It is amazing because we were at 18 months
yeah.
paying our bills.
I remember.
5 days.
Yeah.
So things are going in the right direction for Illinois, and it's really exciting to be part of this this change in the right direction. It's just totally exciting, but the process is long. It's arduous. I could be on this call interview for like 3 hours and tell you all about everything, but people just got to trust that we are here. Our hearts are here. We want to do good for the people of Illinois, and and we work every day and sometimes on Saturdays. So our reps, we care, and we really do care about Illinois going in the right direction.
And it is always an honor to speak with you. I appreciate your time. Again, this has been Representative Stephanie Kifwit of the 84th District, which is out by, let folks know what the areas are. So
my district's mostly Aurora and Oswego with a little bit of Naperville and a little bit of Montgomery.
And what's the best way for folks to reach out to you by email?
They can email me at stephanie.kifowit@att.net mm-hmm. or call my office at 630-585-1308.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Rep. I know that you've been so good. I can't show people that you have been having one eye on the floor of the legislature and watching me and talking, and so I appreciate this.
Master multitaskers.
I have to tell you, this is the best interview I've ever done.
Thank you very much.
That's because you've been an outstanding guest.
You're an outstanding host, and
I'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate you a lot.
Thank you so much, Lady B. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and check in with everybody. And coming up soon, we'll talk to Representative Jaime Andrade. Thanks, Rep. Be well. Thank you.
tonight on Democracy Now!
This week marks the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Today, a five-part Netflix documentary dives deep into the attacks, the response from the U.S., both at home and abroad. We'll speak with the filmmakers who interviewed survivors, U.S. officials, former CIA members, veterans, as well as soldiers.
All those stories and more tonight at 9 on WCPT 820. Patty Vasquez is taking your calls now at 773-763-9278. Driving it home with Patty Vasquez now on WCPT 820.
This is Patty Vasquez, and I am broadcasting live from the gallery of the Illinois House Representatives. We are in Springfield under the dome, and I decided to keep Representative Kifowit for a little bit longer. But first, I want to ask, if Lady B, if we have any phone calls, let me know, and I would love to take that. And if anyone has questions for our legislators, we're talking to Representative Stephanie Kifowit of the 84th District, and we'll be talking to Representative Jaime Andrade, who represents areas near Albany Park, and Anderson. I think it's all like the old Irving, over by me, kind of. Well, in the city. Representative Kifowit, I was asking Lady B if she's ever been. Lady B, have you ever been to Springfield, my friend?
No.
No? Not even on a field trip when you were a kid? No?
No.
Oh, I'm going to bring you down here. Can I do that? I want you to hang out at the gallery. Plus, this building is so beautiful. You've got to come down here. Do you promise you'll come with me sometime?
Yes.
Yes, awesome. Because I love this building, and I love that they are renovating the old Capitol, which is where Abraham Lincoln once served as a rep as well. Is that weird to think that you, have you ever gone over there and like just thought of the fact that he started out in that the same job that you do now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there many times, and they actually have a stone top hat where he used to sit.
Really?
So people know exactly where he used to sit. And the House chambers were fully renovated to historical standards, mm-hmm. and they're beautiful. But I did have to move my seat because I didn't like sitting under a 600-pound chandelier. Kind of nerve-wracking.
Do you think about that kind of thing? Because I think of things like that, too. It would really suck if that fell.
I know. I know, right? So, the chandeliers are gorgeous. The Senate has, like, very smaller chandeliers, but mm-hmm. we have four large chandeliers that are about 600 pounds. They are on a pulley system, so they do lower them to clean them and then bring them back up. But if anybody visits Springfield, the House and the Senate both have renovation guides that will tell people the renovations, what it looked like before and after, and so they can be proud of their state capitol.
I went to Wisconsin, and I love Wisconsin, but I think ours kind of dazzles. I've been to Ohio. I try to go to as many state capitals as possible. I'm fascinated by state politics.
I think ours is similar to Ohio's.
It is a little similar.
I've been to California's. It's interesting, but it just doesn't have the pizzazz. And then Tennessee, for anybody that's listening from Tennessee, I hear you, but our capital rivals your capital. I'm so sorry. We got the best capital.
I have to agree. It's beautiful. Even the old 60s carpeting, it's fine.
That was actually imported from, it's historically accurate, and it was imported from England.
Oh, there you go.
It was. That's the historical original carpeting. So it's not the 60s. It's maybe the 1860s.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. For folks who have never been to the Capitol, obviously there's a lot of images online. If you want to see where we're sitting, you can go to the Patty V Show page on Facebook. And I took a selfie with the rep and I. And you can take a look and see what the gallery looks like. And I do encourage folks to come because it's going to be a while, I think, rep, before folks can, the public will be allowed back into the gallery. Is that right?
In the gallery, correct.
Right.
But they can come into the Capitol with a mask.
Right. So. And there's online streaming. For folks who are like, I didn't know what's going on in Springfield, there's that sort of willful, I don't know, because, it's out there. People can actually watch the proceedings.
Patty, right now, people can log into ilga.gov and click audio visual and hit visual, and you can see, right now we have a little bit of a pause, but you can see everybody in their chairs and working.
Right.
Every day we're in session, so from their living room or their office or wherever they want to be.
Exactly. For everyone who's like, what do they do down there? You can watch. You can watch the debates, the people who are passionate about fighting for certain things. I know I've been here, whether it was restoring funding for services for the disabled or for union arguments, because during Rauner, he had his turnaround agenda, and his entire focus was on busting resisting the unions, diminishing workers' rights, destabilizing their power in the workplace, safety measures, all those things.
Right. And now we have a new governor who's the opposite of all that stuff.
What is that like?
It's nice. It's nice to have somebody on the same path. And I'm going to repeat it again because I'm so excited about balancing our budget and getting our credit upgrades and paying our bills on time and getting things going in the right direction in 20 years. So 20 years. So we're talking about Republican, Democrat governors over the 20-year span that couldn't get done.
Right.
And our governor got done, and we're going in the right direction. So it's really, really, really awesome.
And a lot of folks, I think, feel as though, you know, during the pandemic that he did a strong job, has done a strong job. You know, we can argue it again. I was talking to Representative Batnick from the other side of the aisle who does, you know, has challenged him.
Who, by the way, had a tire blowout and who stopped and assisted him was me. So we're bipartisan. We like each other.
Well, the roadside emergencies.
Yeah, that was me. I had my flashers on behind him while he was changing the tires. So I was, like, making sure that my car would be sacrificed, you know,
in the event
something would happen. So.
Right. Well, and if I were Batnick and I saw a Marine pull over like you, I'd be like, thank God. I mean, that's who you are. Yeah, I think you would have pulled over even if you didn't know it was Batnick. But
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it was a huge blowout. So right. We got to look out for each other. But.
Yeah. And that's so we're hoping that there. So the ethics bill did just pass, the one that had the.
Correct. Well, the ethics bill passed. Then the governor did a slight amendatory veto to change
the language.
A drafting error. Mm-hmm. And so we accept the veto of the governor. So now it's officially passed.
Excellent. And now there's a conversation. There have been amendments to the clean energy bill.
Correct. The new speaker is very big on collaboration and working together. And so the reason why this has taken so long is because the new speaker, Speaker Welch, pretty much said, everybody get in a room and agree. We're not going to fight amongst each other.
Right.
And the old speaker probably would have bulldozed through something that people would have to hold their nose and, you know, either vote for, you know. But here, everybody got together. It took a little while, but we got an agreed bill, and I think there were some last-minute tweaks. So we're waiting for those last-minute tweaks to be posted. And this is one of the things that people always criticize about. And if I have a minute to explain this process. So we had a big criminal justice bill that passed in January. And we had assurances that there would be changes going forward, which there have been, and there will be more changes to that bill. You know, so some of the things that weren't quite agreed upon, we passed a bill that said, we're not going to implement these right now. We're going to still work on it, which we can do that. But people would criticize, such as the energy bill, which is coming up today, or that bill. Oh, it passed at the last minute. How could you read it all? Well, the job of a state rep is to listen to the committee meetings, listen to the debate, read the previous versions, look at the changes. And at the end of the day, you're just looking at the bill of what's changed from the previous 10 versions you've already read. So when people say, how did you read a 749-page bill at 3 a.m. in the morning? I didn't have to read a 749-page bill because I knew it was in the bill. I had to look for what was the changes, and some of the changes were taking things out of the bill. Plus, I had the assurance that there'd be more changes going down to change it, you know, because we can change bills that we pass.
That's the thing.
We can change laws.
Right. Nothing is set in stone. That's
right.
Like the recreational marijuana legislation, medical marijuana,
We've
all those things.
We've had three revisions to that law because, you know, I'd love to find somebody who can write a perfect law or who is perfect, you know, but the good Lord's not here. So we're just flawed individuals trying to do the best job we can with the information we have on hand. And so like this energy bill, people be like, oh, it's just the amendment just dropped. How can you read this, you know, whatever page amendment? Well, first of all, I've been listening to all the committee meetings. I know what's in the bill. I know it's similar to Bill 18. I know it's similar to all the other previous bills that's been, and there's just been some tweaks. So I just need to look at the tweaks and match the tweaks with what I've been briefed on from staff in our caucus meetings and in the committees. So when people talk about the process, when you hear, oh, it was dropped at the last minute and you don't know what's in it. Well, me as a full-time rep, I do know what's in it. Maybe the other people don't put as much effort into it, but I know myself and a lot of my colleagues put a lot of effort into knowing what's in these bills so that when we get to a point where there's a change at the last minute, we know what's in the bills. We've already done our homework.
Right.
It's just making sure that it matches what we've been told, and then we're good to go.
I am so grateful that you broke that down for folks, because that is always the generic, you know, how do you even know what's in it? That happened, we know, with Obama during the trying to pass all the Affordable Care Act, and it is dismissive of the work that is actually being done. You might not agree with the way somebody votes on something or the language they put into something as far as whether you're elected, but when it comes right down to it, there's a lot more involved than the generic, they don't even know what's in it. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's the fallback mentality of, you know, they're not doing anything. Well, that's why I like coming to Springfield, is I like seeing what's getting done so folks can check
last
in.
Last summer, I went through 50 hours of online committee meetings listening to subject matters. So I know everybody's jealous out there because they wish they could sit in their office for over 50 hours listening to people talk.
Right.
That's what we do. That's our job. We listen and we get information, we fact find and we research and we give input. And so at the end of the day, a bill may be dropping at the last minute, but that bill might contain bills that were submitted 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
Right.
And they all come together. So we know what's in it, if that makes sense.
It does. It really does. Well, thank you so much for your time. We're going to go to traffic right now and a word from the station. So thank you so much again. We've been talking to Representative Stephanie Kifwit from the 84th District. Again, her email is stephanie.kifwit@att.net. You want to reach out to her if you live out in her area and, you know, if you have any thoughts on the conversation we had.
And Patty, I'm a veteran. I'm the chair of Veterans Affairs. So 9/11, I just want to put in, you know,
yes,
9/11
please, thank you.
Is near and dear to my heart, and thinking about all the service members and first responders out there on this 20th anniversary. And so if there's ever a veteran out there that wants to reach out, regardless of where you're at in the state of Illinois, please, please reach out if you need anything.
Thank you so much. And for everything that you do and your service. Thank you so much, Rep. We'll take a break right now. Thank you, Lady B. Let's go.
Joan Esposito, live, local, and progressive on WCPT Willow Springs, is powered by ComEd. Lower your energy bills and reduce your carbon footprint with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program.
Ravinia is the home of live performances all summer long. Don't miss artists like the Indigo Girls and Annie DeFranco on September 10th, plus so many more. Enjoy free rides to and from the concert on the Union Pacific North Metro with your dated Ravinia ticket. So pack a picnic and grab your friends because Ravinia is waiting for you. Summer Under the Stars is back. Get your tickets today at ravinia.org.
WCPT 820, Chicago's progressive talk, where facts matter.
You're listening to Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez.
In your communities in Chicago.
On WCPT 820.
We are broadcasting live from our state capitol, and we have with us Jaime Andrade. He's a representative for the 40th Legislative District, which is the neighborhoods over by us on the northwest side, including Albany Park. Where else am I? Where else are you representing?
The new map or the old map?
Oh, I know.
So it's
Old Irving and Albany.
My current map is Old Irving. I have all of Irving Park, Albany Park, half of Avondale and half of Logan Square.
Yeah, it's a great community.
Yes, and unfortunately I lost the new map, which not technically it didn't really come into effect until 2023, so I have to win again in order to represent. But I'll be campaigning in the new map, and I mean now I go all the way to Belmont and Greenview, and like Fullerton and Greenview. I mean, I lost Old Irving Park, I lost most of Gipna, Independence Park neighborhood. It was
surprising.
It was quite surprising.
For folks who don't know, explain what you're a leader. You're a senior. You have seniority here in our capital. You're somebody who's served for quite a while for your community, done a lot of hard work. You don't just work on the legislation. You also, you're boots on the ground. You're cleaning up the viaduct over on Irving Park Road. Is that lady still dropping rice over there or whatever it is?
She drops rice at probably around 30, 40 locations throughout the city of Chicago.
Why can't we do something about her? I don't understand.
Well, she's been in court and stuff before, but it's just a very low priority. She gets dismissed. You know, they've done a ton of articles on her. She actually started a nonprofit organization, and over the years has probably spent $400,000 just
producing bird crap?
Yeah.
Literally.
I mean, it's everywhere because people are like, well, places where they get fed is where it's just full of bird crap, you know, but other places, the pigeons in there, it's not because they concentrate there. So it's like, it's crazy.
It's a health hazard, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's crazy how many people that it literally cakes on the ground. cakes. Yeah. I mean, if my guy doesn't go out
Eddie's out there.
Yeah, Eddie's out there. Yep.
Yeah.
Power washing. We bought a power washer. We paid the seat. You know, we got some money and they put in some actually just hose spigots for certain locations over there, so just we can connect because it's crazy. He literally has to shovel it.
Yeah,
shovel it off.
I've seen you guys and constantly because that is a heavily traveled area. It's both a Metra stop and a Blue Line CTA stop. And I've had people on social media posting about this. One woman said that she was walking through their representative when she was pregnant, and she was worried that she was inhaling something that might be dangerous to her unborn.
Oh yeah, so people have said, you know, people put on there that it. You breathe it. When the sun comes down, you know, and the sun's coming right in a right angle, you'll see it. It's literally just literally in the air. And they say that could cause some lung infections.
Right. Yeah, I don't. And by the way, I thought rice was bad for birds.
I thought so too. But this lady says no.
She says no.
And she literally has a driver. Oh, yeah, she takes it.
This is a millionaire who just wants to feed birds all over the city of Chicago. Like, pigeons can't find what they need when they need it.
Right. So she literally.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I forgot which reporter did, like, a drive.
Like, followed her?
No.
Oh, I was
with her.
With her.
Yeah,
oh, she's sure, come on.
Yeah.
I'm causing health hazards all over the city of Chicago.
And he said her operation is nothing less than Jason Bourne. You know, Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
So it's quite
intense.
Intense for her.
Lady B said we had a phone call from Brian in Joliet. So I don't want to make Brian hold on forever. I know we had another caller. It's hard when I'm not in the studio. But let's go ahead and put Brian on the air from Joliet. Brian, let me know when you're there. Just say hi.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I love being in Springfield. What can we do for you today?
Well, I just wanted to bring up the Violence Against Women's Act, and it was defunded in either 2017 or 2018, and it was when he was a senator, it was Joe Biden who helped get it passed, and I heard that the House passed it, but it's being held up in the Senate by Republican right-wing extremists. And mm-hmm. I think that Biden and others should speak out more about its passage because it provides necessary shelters for women and children who are trying to escape from violence, and would free up a whole lot of money for that effort.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on that. You know, Representative Andrade and I were just talking a little while ago about how hard he works to make sure that people who are in situations where they feel unsafe have support. At the state level, there isn't. That's at the federal level. And right now I'm in Springfield covering some of our local politics and what's going on during their, which I now have learned is not a special session. This is a regular session. But I'll find out more about the federal, and we will have conversations about that going forward. Sound good, Brian? Thank you.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Of course. Of course. Have a great rest of your day. It's so beautiful. This is like the most beautiful day I've seen in Springfield in a long time. I know that you haven't been. I don't know if you had a chance.
I don't know if you saw. I was joking around to make it a little light. But, you know, they're digging up all that. The yard up in front. I saw the construction work.
Oh, really?
So I said they must have found Hoffa. That's why they're digging. That's where they put them.
Are they taking any of this? I think they were going to take down somebody's statue over here. Was it? I don't know. I can't remember whose they were going to take down. And I saw.
I know they covered. Is that Douglas that was there?
That was who it was. It was Douglas. I knew they were taking because there's a Stephen Douglas out there as well.
Oh, okay, so they're probably because they covered this one.
Because he wanted to spread slavery to other states. That was part of what he was running on.
Okay.
I think it was the Missouri Compromise. Anyway, and there are people who want to have a statue of Ronald Reagan on the state capitol grounds because he was born in Illinois, but he really lived in California. We haven't had a chance to talk about that. Someone's going to introduce that soon, I think.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. But wasn't he Dixon?
Yeah, Dixon, Illinois.
Yeah, Dixon, Illinois.
Yeah.
Right now they're famous for their She's the former controller that stole something like 60-something
million. The horse lady?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Horse lady, yeah.
Yep. That's all I know. We're talking about the pigeon lady, the horse lady.
Yeah, the horse lady. You know, they let her out. They let the horse lady out.
It was like, wasn't it like millions of dollars?
Oh, it was 60-something, close to $60 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Folks, you can Google that and find out more.
Right.
We were talking about how your boots on the ground. You also have an event coming up this weekend so folks can do some recycling, shredding, and electronics. And I know it's by the Floor and Decor on Addison.
Correct. But it's between the Floor and Decor and the only Olive Garden in the city of Chicago.
I didn't realize that was the only one.
Yeah, because the other one that's further north is...
In Lincolnwood. Yeah. Nice to go there.
Right. So it's the only Olive Garden in the city of Chicago, and it's right off the Addison exit. So we have, we used our parking lot, Floor and Decor is an Olive Garden. In between, they have like a third parking lot in the middle that we use that day. And it's this Saturday, September 11th, from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., or until the truck fills up.
Okay.
So we do have...
And the truck, that's usually for paper. And for let folks know... Oh, go ahead.
Right. So we have two trucks. Mm-hmm. We have... Well, actually, three trucks. The three trucks, because what I do is we have the one truck that actually shreds on site, but sometimes we get so much more that all of it can't be shredded on site, and those are the last trucks if we fill up. But we have an overflow truck. And then we have a truck that picks up recycling, electronics recycling. That is actually a big one.
Yeah.
But that day, I think also, Alderman Carlos Rosas has an event going on the exact same day. So we have two sites not too far from each other. So even if we fill up electronics at one site, he'll have it at the other site.
And I want to be clear with folks. It's electronics recycling. Mm-hmm. So bring anything into electronics. For the shredding, that's for your documents that you're worried about getting out there in the public. It's not recycling paper because people bring everything.
Right. So and also, they will not take paper that's already shredded.
Okay.
They do not take paper that's already shredded. So they'll take the paper and they'll shred it there. And we ask, please, one time we had one guy pull up literally like a U-Haul truck. I said, no, you can't. I said,
you get all the crazy people.
Right. I said, no, you can't. He had like 50 banker boxes. I said, sorry, you could do 10. He goes, no. I said, no, it's for residents and some of the local businesses, but I can't let you fill up the truck just with 50 boxes.
That's a guy who's not getting rid of any of his tax forms, is he?
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, no, but the one guy that came was, he had a tax business, and he was starting to get rid of all his stuff. I said, you could wait around, and once people are going, if we don't, then they'll, but most of the time we have, I highly publicize.
Right.
I do a lot of Facebook boosting, so we pay for that. I do direct mail and just word of mouth and social media and just letting other people know, because I really want, so we get pretty busy. We have probably like 20 volunteers that day going through paper and getting, and we have a pretty good operation. People will start lining up for electronics. They start lining up like at 7:30.
Okay.
And because they're just like, we don't want to take a chance
of missing it.
Of missing it.
Yeah.
The electronics.
Oh, yeah. We did one over by us in Jefferson Park, Portage Park, with Alderman Spisato and Alderman Gardner and some of the commissioners. And the truck was filled up and they had to shut it down because the shredder broke and there was just too much volume.
Oh, please.
I'm sorry. Did I jinx you? I'm so sorry. I need to take a break here. Can you hang out for one more segment?
Yeah,
hanging out with Representative Jaime Andrade. Yeah, what are they up to right now before we go to the break?
We cannot do anything until 1 hour posting.
What's one hour posting?
So the rules met probably, I think, at like 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And they met and passed out Floor Amendment 3 for the energy bill.
Okay.
So we can't hear it on the floor until an hour.
Okay, so we have to wait. And that was at 5 o'clock. So.
Around 5 o'clock. So we can't do anything until like 6:05.
My train's at 7, so.
Yeah. It'll be over by then.
Okay. So gets the Amtrak back to Chicago.
Like the train.
You drove down, though, didn't you?
Yes.
I love taking the train. We are talking to Representative Jaime Andrade Jr., by the way.
Yes.
I'm looking at your site. He is the representative of the Illinois 40th Legislative District. We'll have more information about his event coming up when we talk again in just a moment during this break. Thank you, Lady B.
Tom Hartman.
Donald Trump made being a psychopath fashionable. He made it acceptable. And his neurological tribe of psychopaths are like out. They are here. And as a consequence of this, people who have Biden-Harris stickers on their cars or a pride flag in their window are facing vandalism, arson, and worse.
The Tom Hartman Radio Program. Weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on WCPT 820. You're listening to Driving It Home with Patty Vasquez.
In your communities in Chicago.
On WCPT 820.
We are broadcasting live from the Illinois General Assembly House Representatives Gallery, and I am with Representative Jaime Andrade of the 40th District. And we have Ben on the line who has a question, Representative, about your event coming up this weekend for the electronics recycling and paper shredding event. Hey, Ben, how are you doing?
Hey, good. Hello to both of you. Quick sidebar before I ask. You can hear me there? I ask the question here. I called you, Patty, on your first day on the air, and I was the guy who said I was looking, switching the channels and expected Rick Unger and got you and was pleasantly surprised. And the next thing you know, I was listening to one of your, I guess they call it a bumper or an advertisement. I heard me on there, and I was like, well, man, I'm on. So that was fantastic.
I love hearing that one, too.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was pleasantly surprised. Anyways, my question is, I was wondering if there's a size limit to the electronics because I've got a microwave. I don't know if it was just for like small electronics, computers, that kind of thing, or is it for any electronic, maybe a vacuum cleaner or a microwave or something, of that nature. And also, I didn't hear when the recycling is going to happen.
So we have the recycling this Saturday from... It's September 11th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. I don't think we've had a microwave dropped off. But, we do TVs, computers, laptops. But
And I've never seen you turn anyone away with a device.
Right.
So I would say...
I'm trying to think. I've
never seen it, or a vacuum cleaner for that matter. But it's a good question. I mean, because it's got wires and, a lot of the metal parts for it, too.
All I can say is bring it, but just so you know, we do fill up pretty quick. The electronics fills up.
Yep.
The event is 9 a.m. I mean, I have people lining up at literally 7:30 in the morning for the electronics. But there's going to be another site, too. I think Alman Carlos Rosas has his also on the same day at another school, Hagen School, but if you look up 35th Ward, too, so we'll have, let me see if it pops up. I don't know.
It's what day is it this weekend? So we make sure we have
Saturday.
Saturday? September, is it September 10th?
I think it's the 11th.
11th.
I'm sure it's 11th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Saturday, September 11th, starting at 9 a.m., but people are lining up pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have that sort of stamina to wait in line, it's in the parking lot between the Floor and Decor and the only Olive Garden in the city of Chicago on Addison.
Right, just east
exactly
of the highway.
I know exactly where it is. Yeah, so I'll bring you all. And
he was paying attention. He's actually listening. Yeah.
Thank you guys for all you do. Patty, good to talk to you again, okay?
Great talking to you, too. Thank you so much for being one of my first callers and saying such great things that we loved it so much and air it all the time. Thank you. Thank you. Love you too, Ben. And so, Representative, right now you guys are on a break. You were mentioning that you are waiting for the ability. So will people be speaking to the bill, or do you think it's going to go pretty smoothly? You think I'm going to catch my 7 o'clock train?
I believe people will be speaking on the bill.
Because has to, because they want to say they were part of it and thank everyone.
Right. Yeah. At least, unless they do three oppose and three approve.
Okay.
For it. So we'll find out. We haven't heard yet what the speaker will, that whoever's acting speaker on the well, what they'll say. If it's going to be just three and three. I mean, I imagine at least it'll be, on this side, maybe it'll be Jay Hoffman. We'll have Leader Hoffman, Leader Evans, and Leader Gable will probably. That's just my guess.
Right.
At minimum.
Now, I've never asked anybody about this on the air because I've never been in the room. I don't think about it, after the show, after, when I start the show. What is the purpose of an acting leader? So you have So the speaker, as acting speaker.
Right, exactly. The purpose is, it's basically, you're not in charge. Mm-hmm. I think people sometimes, that they're mistaken. We are basically the moderator.
Okay.
Because I've done it a couple times, and we're the moderator, and we're there, and we're just following the procedure, and we're just acting speaker. We're not there, you know, and that's basically, you have to know, whoever gets up there has to realize you're not the speaker.
Right.
Okay? Sometimes people get confused, but no, you're not the speaker. You are a facilitator and a moderator, and we have the parliamentarian on the right, but basically that's what it is. You're the moderator and to move along the process.
Okay. What's the wildest thing you've seen happen in this? Because I know my wildest thing was that the body cams, when Cabello came running across the room, and there was Sandak and Cabello, and there was a lot of hubbub about stuff. I think they closed the floor on discussion or something, and he was mad. He was hot under the collar that he wasn't included.
So two things I remember immediately when we were on shutdown. Remember when they had the anthrax?
Oh, here? I was here. Yeah,
you were here.
I was here.
And
yeah.
So we were collecting food and trying to throw up to the kids that were stuck up here.
Right.
The second, unfortunately, I'm part of it.
Oh, no. What happened?
It was during the vote for, it was over to override a veto that Governor Rauner did. Regarding, I think it was something about the AFSCME and something about unions, and so I took Representative Duncan's mm-hmm. nameplate.
Uh oh.
I took, you know, there's some nameplates there that just slide off on the button. And the bun, so I took it off, and I said, "Mr." And I walked from there over to Eddie Sullivan, Leader Sullivan. And I said, "Mr. Speaker, we have a change of party."
What? I didn't know that. Yeah. I wasn't here for that
so
one.
I put it up, and so I leave it on his desk. I leave it on Ed Sullivan's desk, and then my assistant calls me. She goes, "What did you do?" She goes, my friend just called me and says, I saw you on Springfield News, and they put you in this little white bubble of saying, you know, a state representative is walking across to the other side
that
of the aisle
so
saying
funny.
There's a...
Well, for backstory for folks, at the time, and if anyone remembers when President Obama came to speak in the building, in the Capitol, he basically told Duncan to sit down.
Right.
I mean, and so Duncan, there were three Democratic representatives who really held us back in a lot of ways. Drury, Duncan, and not that every Democrat has to fall on the line. We know that we have our own issues, right? But they made it very hard. They did not pass the millionaire's tax, which was really important for education. Oh my, I'm getting so fired up now. I know why you did that, Rep. Because I'm so mad right now.
So it was like three, that day there was like two, three bills, you know, that he didn't do. And then one time he went to New York, said he wasn't here. He was going to spoil it, didn't come. But that day he was here and didn't vote.
And for folks who want to figure out the moving pieces, Juliana Stratton was the one that I believe it took his seat and is now the lieutenant governor.
Yeah. And Elena Hampton was the campaign manager for Juliana Stratton behind. And, that race, I think, came out to be one of the most expensive state reps races.
I'm glad it wasn't mine because I couldn't. Yeah, I felt buried.
Mine's
already,
not even
it was.
Close. I think they spent like close to $6 million both.
Come
sides.
On.
Oh yeah, both sides
to beat Duncan.
Not just Duncan. But I think it was combined.
Yeah.
Combined. Everyone, it was over $6 million.
That's crazy.
At that time, for a $67,000 job. They were doing commercials live that the people in Wisconsin knew who Juliana Stratton was.
Yeah, no kidding.
Literally in Wisconsin.
Well,
you know, and then Obama did a commercial.
For her?
For her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He did not like, he was not a fan of Duncan's.
No, he was so upset because, I mean, that was for child daycare. I mean, all that stuff.
Oh,
was
yeah.
For, that,
oh.
Bill was, that bill was pretty important.
Yeah. And Drury, well, see, you know, for you it was Duncan. For me, it was Drury. Remember he got up and gave that very passionate speech about his kid not getting an extra snack, and then he went to the school
to
ask.
Is it the
I think it was.
Yeah. You know what? I think back, if Duncan would have voted yes, I'm not convinced that Drury would have voted no.
Really? See? Yeah. See the problem?
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think Duncan gave him a door to vote no.
Yeah.
Because they can't say it was just him.
Right.
I truly think, you know, as much as there, you know, Drury was an interesting
character
mm-hmm. or personality. But you know, like I saw him, but I saw a different side of him when I was the Cubs one. He was at the celebration with his, I think, his daughter, I think it was.
Yeah.
He was like a different person.
Well, it was a lot of drama during the Rauner administration, and we were in the hole.
He was here today or yesterday.
Was he really?
Rauner, was he?
Oh, yeah. Rauner was.
I saw something. I heard something. Even,
yeah. He said that he lost because of the blue Trump. Wave against Trump. Yeah. I got something to tell you, Gov. That wasn't it. Representative Jaime Andrade, it's been a pleasure talking to you. He's the rep for the 40th District, which is the Albany Old Irving Independence Park for now. And we're going to introduce him to his new voters as we learn more about the new maps. He's a champion for his communities and works very hard here. And
I do want to mention, I did pass this one bill I think a lot of people would appreciate, and it kind of snuck through. But most other states have the bill, but they exclude cable companies. But mine, they just missed it. Do you know how when you try to cancel cable or internet or just a subscription, you have to call someone?
Right.
Well, my bill makes it where if you sign up to anything online, by law, you have to be able to disconnect and unsubscribe online.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
So I appreciate it.
So you don't have to wait for an hour or two on hold for someone to convince you not to
cancel.
That was just one.
How can people find you before we go? What's the best way to reach out to you for what they need?
Anything. Messenger, Facebook.
Representative Andrade is very accessible.
Yeah,
follow him on Facebook. He's always keeping people up to date on what's going on in the community.
I just started TikTok, so let's see.
I don't dance. Thank you. Rick Unger's show is up next. I'll be back tomorrow. We've got Steve Goody on the show tomorrow. So have a great night, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us in Springfield. Good night.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.